I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. And now, back to the number one radio station in the whole world, it's Gatos and Chad.
Thank you, soon-to-be new hair dude.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. So excited. So happy the governor did not close down the hair salons.
By the way, if you guys look outside, you can see John Roller, who's one of our reporters, and his hair. Oh. He doesn't look like he's got a haircut since the 60s, and it shows.
You know, that actually says something. I was reading an article. Canadian
Trudeau.
Prime Minister, yeah, hasn't. Well, I think he just got a haircut.
No, I don't think he. I think he's gonna because he, you know, he looks like a Monto, even in blackface.
Well, but he purposely didn't go and get a haircut because he wanted to go through it with everybody. Like if you look at Trump or let's say
Trump can mail his hair in and then somebody else will put it back on.
Nancy Pelosi, they're getting their hair did. Governor Ducey's hair looks the same as it did, you know, weeks ago. But Trudeau was pretty interesting. I'm not getting it done until my, you know, people in my country
Let me tell you something, though. When you're in your mid-40s and you kind of look like a model and you can let it grow out and it looks good, if it looked like he got hit by lightning and he looked like one of those troll dolls on the end of a pencil, so he'd have got his hair cut.
So he did it for political
reasons.
Yeah,
it looks, he looks, you know, have you seen the picture? He's all like black and white, like looking like like he's coming out of the water. So I just settled down. There, Trudeau. By the way, breaking news. Trump commutes Roger Stone's prison sentence. Didn't pardon him, but commuted him. So, meaning he's not going to be serving any time. Because he was supposed to start, I think, tomorrow.
Well, this is what he does with his buddies. He did it to Joe Arpaio.
If you are loyal to him, he will be loyal to you. If you turn on him, he will come for you.
And I want to say this as clearly as I can. I don't even care about that story.
No, I don't care either. But it is funny,
I'm glad
though.
You brought it up, though. No, I am glad you brought it up because there's so many other things that are going on in this world.
That would be big.
Yeah.
Yeah. My only thing with Roger, and I interviewed Roger, I've met him, he's actually very cordial. A little bit of a freak, by the way. And a snappy dresser. My thing with Roger Stone was the way that they broke into, kicked in this door and took him down with, you know, the SWAT team and a tank and the whole, and CNN and everybody's there. That's what I found really upsetting. Mm. You know, like you could have just said, hey, why don't you come in? And he'd be like, all right.
There's certain stories where I'm like, okay, Roger Stone, prison, a sentence commuted. Don't care. We got bigger problems. Trump's taxes. I don't care. We've got bigger problems. So that's kind of stuff
But we're in an election cycle, and every one of these things matters because we're heading into an election, and it's helping or hurting, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, or if you are an independent, you're like, I don't care about his taxes, but I don't know if he should have done this.
Yeah, I think it all comes down to the pandemic and how it's all going to look in November, because right now Trump's done an awful job. Congress has done an awful job. Doug Ducey has done a pathetic job. The worst I could have ever
imagined. I think Ducey's done a worse job than Trump.
How did that happen? Because in May, Ducey was doing a good job. And yesterday, you remember, he held that press conference to announce he's not
taking, he's got a best friend.
He's not taking any action on COVID.
You know,
I don't know how we got here with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, but I am so disappointed in him. I could vomit live on the air. That's how sick
don't do that.
And awful
that
he
is
has been.
Not social distancing.
I know.
You said something earlier. His poll numbers, he's the worst rated governor right now in the country.
On handling COVID. I don't think you can disagree with that.
No.
I don't think you can disagree with it. He's doing nothing.
And this is, look, you've got Ron DeSantis. You've got, you've got Abbott and you've got Gavin Newsom and you've had Cuomo who killed a bunch of old people.
Yeah, he did.
he put him back in the homes.
Sent COVID patients back into the nursing homes. Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see the way that, because he was the talk of the town, wasn't he? Oh, he could be president. And then once that was found out, even the left is like, well, I think we need to have a conversation. He's like, no, don't worry about this. But Ducey and I think one of the other reasons that his approval ratings is so low is because he's disappeared. For all of those other ones I've mentioned there, you know, guess what? They've been out in front of the media on a daily basis. He has not.
He hides.
Yeah.
He does one thing a week, and that's it.
90 minutes.
And by the way, 30 of it Yeah, it's not even 90 minutes. If you're being, if we're, let's see, it's about what, 75 minutes,
yeah.
70 minutes or something, and 40 of it, he's talking. You know, he buries the lead, doesn't talk about anything important at the beginning. You're waiting 30 minutes for him to get to anything. And then when he finally does, that's about 40 minutes. And then he opens it for a couple questions and goes home.
Yeah.
I mean, he should teach a spin class. He knows how to spin. He should teach a spin class.
Oh, my Lord. It was.
You think he'd want to do something, anything, to get this virus under control in Arizona?
Well,
and he's done nothing.
The virus under control is because I think I said this today because I had several radio stations that called me and wanted to ask questions about how bad the governor's doing here. And because they're curious. Other places are curious. I mean, we're on the front page of everything. We're on MSNBC, CNN, Fox. We're everywhere. And, you know, Gallego's going to be on what? Meet the Press this weekend or something? You know, Face
Phoenix
the
Mayor.
Nation, one of those
Face
things?
Face the Nation.
So I think we're going to look back on this in 12 months or 2 years and say, okay, maybe we overreacted. Maybe there was nothing we could do. We made some missteps here. We're going to find out where we made some errors and stuff. And we might look at it much differently. But in the middle of this storm, it's hard to not look at this governor and say, you've been absent and you've also been not attentive. You've not done anything. And the thing that's even worse out of all of those, the things you have done, you've put it in the gray area and put the responsibility on other mayors, but they're not quite sure what they can do and can't do.
One time with masks, that's it. Yeah. He gave them the power to do that. It was atrocious yesterday. It really was. He's steering us right into an iceberg.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. And there's not one person around him that is speaking up. Dr. Kara Crist is a very smart woman. She does not have the confidence to do what is needed and to stand up to the governor and tell him, you're going down the wrong road, man.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering, what is the governor's plan? The plan is nothing. So deal with it.
It's very subtle.
Right. Okay, are we done talking about
the
governor's press conference yesterday where he announced he's not taking any action on COVID?
I'm done.
Okay. Coming up next.
Coming up!
Hey, how about is there finally a vaccine on the horizon?
Ooh.
It's the only thing that's going to save us. We can't ask leaders to do anything.
They're save yourselves.
It's coming up on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
Well, Governor Ducey held a press conference yesterday to announce he's not taking any action on COVID. So is there finally a vaccine on the horizon? Our buddy from ABC, Alex Stone, he's on this story. Alex, tell us about a vaccine because our governor's not going to do anything.
Well, hey, guys. Yeah, so it was back in March when we were first reporting that the first human volunteers were beginning to get injected with one of the vaccines up in the Seattle area. And that was the first group that was going to get the and see what it does. You know, do they grow a third arm or does it actually work? And now it's been a number of months and we're hearing from Jennifer Haller. She was the very first one to go to Kaiser Seattle, sit there on a doctor's bed and to get injected with the vaccine. 43 years old, lives around Seattle. She tells us she is feeling fantastic now.
It's been 16 weeks since I had the first dose.
Now, the vaccine that she got was developed by Moderna, pretty much unheard of biotech company in the Boston area. They very quickly came to the market. People, you know, were kind of introduced to who they were. Their stock price shot up, went back down after there were some questions about some of their data and just how well it's going. They're working with the NIH, but they say that now they're moving in the next couple of weeks to the final phase 3, that so far so good. And that's what she says she's finding as well.
Moderna released results a few weeks ago that showed that the first 8 of us have antibodies, and that presumably that means that the vaccine should be effective against the virus.
But remember, I mean, we've talked about it over and over again. Nobody really knows yet what having the antibodies will mean. Will it ward off COVID? To what level of antibodies do you have to have in your system? So nobody really knows yet. But she says she feels great. doesn't have a third arm and hasn't gotten COVID, and that they've all gotten the antibodies, which the belief is having the antibodies may be that answer, but we just really don't know yet.
Talking to Alex Stone, ABC News. Alex, any side effects whatsoever? She hasn't got the third arm, which, by the way, may not be the worst thing ever, but
really
of all the
right?
things. But is there any other side effect that she has had along the way? Because I read some that, you know, there was some people got several fevers, but nothing really bad. Is there anything at all that she's
nothing that she's reporting? There are some other people. There's another one that is moving as fast, if not quicker, than the Moderna study. From Pfizer and another German company, where they've had slightly higher, but it's people with a headache or fevers or that side kind of thing. Now, what's interesting is with these, what they are doing, unlike a lot of vaccines, there is no virus in it, no dead virus. They are using mRNA technology, which they are trying. It's fairly new. Trying to fool the body into believing it's being invaded by COVID-19. Then your body creates that antibody. Even though there's nothing of the real virus in there, and it's all synthetic going into your body, and your body reacts and then builds those antibodies, if in fact that really does anything.
All right, so that's Alex Stone. He joined us a little bit earlier from ABC News. That's some good news. We need some good news about this pandemic, and the good news is, well, maybe there is a vaccine, at least one that's kind of working. Now we'll give you a little bad news on the COVID-19. The mayor of Tucson, Mayor Romero, joined us earlier today. She told us that she's been trying to get a meeting or a phone call with Governor Doug Ducey, and she's waited 90 days and nothing. She actually was told to fill out a form and, like, fax it or something like that, as ridiculous as that sounds. I mentioned to Tucson Mayor Romero, maybe you just, you know, move off trying to get a hold of Ducey. He's not talking to many people. He's not talking to Sinema. He's not talking to Gallego. Here was our exchange today. If I were you, I'd just give up. In all honesty, he's not going to fix this problem. You're the mayor of Tucson. If you sit around and wait for the governor to do something, you'll be sitting around forever. So what can you do?
Well, first, to your point of giving up trying to speak to the governor, in this moment of crisis in our state, this is when we have to put aside the differences in parties or philosophy and work together to be able to save Arizonans.
But that ship has sailed. He's not calling
whether
you back.
Whether they're from Tucson or whether they're from Phoenix, that is his responsibility, and we shouldn't give him a pass on his responsibility.
Okay.
And so he said yesterday in his press conference that he's not dealing with politics, that he's doing what's right for Arizonans. Well, I think this is playing politics, and it's not right, and we should call him on it. He washed his hands of having to do a statewide mandate for mask wearing, and he gave the responsibility to cities. We jumped on that responsibility and did that immediately after he untied our hands to do that. And patchwork solutions are not working. He's the head of our state. Patchwork solutions are not working. He needs to do his job and represent every single Arizonan, whether they live in Pima County, Yuma County, or Maricopa County. That's his responsibility. So no, I'm not going to give up in calling for him to do his job.
All right. And so that was a little bit earlier, the mayor of Tucson saying she's tried to get a hold of the governor, 90 days, nothing, 70 days, 90 days, something like that, nothing. And the governor just keeps making bad decisions and doesn't listen to anybody, and he's steering us into an iceberg. Nice job. Okay. Coming up, we've got story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. We give you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news all week. So what we're going to do next, share a little something from our personal lives. Hey, it's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. So, you know, if you're just tuning in, you're wondering, okay, what's story time? Well, all week, you know, we've been here, we've given you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news. And now at the end of the show on Friday, we share something from our personal lives. Story time. Chad goes first. What do you got, Chad?
This weekend is Jack's going home. I've had him for about a month.
And 10-year-old?
My little 10-year-old dude's heading home. And it's going to be very interesting to see what takes place in the coming weeks, because he's in a situation where his family members are very compromised, immunity in a double lung transplant, an older grandmother who is much older, and while she's healthy, she does have some issues as well. And so Jack has to be very careful, and we have limited me going out there, and also there's nothing to do now. I mean, I can't, even if I went out and saw him, I mean, we,
California.
Yeah, California. What am I going to do, stay in a hotel and do nothing?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's been great having him, but it's bittersweet because I don't know when I'm going to see him again. I may not see him for 2 or 3 months at this point, and that's a real, that's got me bummed. The only thing, though, that makes me smile, and he doesn't know this, and I'll let you guys in on it because he's playing Fortnite with his friends, is he gets really sad, too. But he's kind of excited because his uncle is moving back out here from Texas, and outside of, you know, pretty much me,
right,
and his mom, his uncle is it. What he doesn't know is we're going to pretend like we're taking him, and his uncle's going to meet us at the freeway right just outside the house.
Wait, so you're taking him from Arizona.
Yeah, his uncle's driving from Texas, and we're going to do a handoff. He doesn't even know
that,
which will take a bit of the sting off of that for him. And it'll be good to see as well, because I love Joe. He's a good dude, and that'll make him, you know, feel a little bit better. But it's bum because I don't know when I'm going to be able to go out there or he's going to come out here. The only thing that could be good out of this coronavirus craziness is he's probably going to end up having to do school online because of his compromised immune system and with her double lung transplant and her issues. So he's going to have to do it from home, which means there's a good chance he'll come spend a week or two out here.
Well, that's good.
Which will be very good. But it's a bumming weekend, but it's also exciting for him because I can't wait to see his face when he sees his uncle and wondering, why is he here? And I'm going to be like, Jack, why don't you just go with him so I don't have to drive you home to San Diego?
Oh, man, I know that's going to be tough. That's tough. Gatos and Chad Show, story time. This is what we do at the end of the show on Friday after we give you 19 hours, 45 minutes of news. We share something from our personal lives. I've had, two family members this week in Arizona, COVID, okay? They're halfway through it. It's been rough, doable, but rough. Let's see, a couple weeks ago, my 20-something-year-old niece went and waited 13 hours in line for a COVID test. She's fine. It was negative. My other niece, 17, wakes up today, major headache, 103 fever.
Oh, my.
Thinking, what in the world is happening? We don't know what it is. I mean, it could be anything. It could be COVID. It could be strep. It could be anything. And we really don't know. And, you know, this telemedicine that everybody's doing, they got on a call with the doctor today, and, you know, they're trying to get her fever under control. She's going to be quarantined. But I did talk to a couple doctors. They said, I actually don't think it's COVID. She's not having trouble breathing with a very high temperature like that, and there's nothing respiratory. Maybe it's not COVID. But in terms of going and trying to get a test, they just gave up on that today. They looked at where she could go find a test in Arizona to at least rule it out. It's a disaster. It is a mess. And just think about what's going to happen this weekend. There are ill people in Phoenix and in the Valley, and they're going to try and go get a test in 116 degree temperatures. And some of them won't be able to get that test. And we've just done an absolutely terrible job in Arizona. And shame on the governor and shame on his staff. Dr. Christ has been awful. We are the worst on the planet. And that is just not even close to being good enough.
No.
You have got to do your job better. You were elected to do a job, and you ain't doing it. And it's just frustrating because she can't even go get a test. It'll take forever, if she could even get in.
She'll be through it and done by the time she might as well go get an antibody test.
Might as well. So I hope there are better days ahead in Arizona. Our leadership is garbage right now. But I want you to have a good weekend. I know it's going to be tough for you. I'm getting away from all this COVID stuff or I'm going to go crazy. So I'm going to try and have a good couple days We know Becky Lynn is coming up. She's always happy. I mean,
she's getting her hair did.
Yeah, that's going to be good. We'll take some pictures and put it up on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll see you on Monday, Super Best Friend.
See you, Super Best Friend.